Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Friday. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside no one in the studio except producer Matt. Mac is off. He's off until Tuesday. Jim is here, but he's really not here. So it's me and it's producer Matt. Now, Jim is going to be here today, and then Jim is off next week. We have a big, enormous update. We were talking about potato chips the other day. Our man, the real Mr. Stizz, S-T-I-Z-Z, Mr. Stizz was firmly convinced. He spent a little time in the ACJ, he says, for causing a little bit of a riot over in the Rocks. That's why. Nothing violent. He said just cause a little riot, a little mayhem.
Yeah, riots are usually pretty
pretty tame. Yeah. Right, that's what he said. But
sure.
Anyway, so Mr. Stizz had to get sent to the Hooskow for just a couple days, he explained. But anyway, he comes to find out that the best potato chip is served in jail. Now, I have confirmed this with another man I know who was incarcerated for a while. Listener to our show, his name will remain not mentioned.
Okay,
but he went
it's
on
probably a mistake.
No, his wasn't a mistake.
No, it wasn't a clerical error.
Yeah, but he's okay now. But he went, then he went on this big long Twitter, sort of three or four Twitter post ordeal about how we are right about this, about how the whole shebang is the best chip you'll ever find. So anyway, we open up a package today. It's from the real Mr. Stizz, and it's a big bag of the whole shebang. Super seasoned snacks, original potato chips, the incredible flavor that started it all that they apparently they have in jail. But you buy them from the commissary. They're not like, it's not our tax dollars at work. People are not going to get all jammed up about this. So Stizz got us some. Now, Matt and I, as soon as we saw them, we opened them up. And I'm skeptical, not that they're coming from jail or from a dude that was in jail, because I don't care. I'm skeptical, like, people build these up. Well, they're eating jail food. Anything's going to be better, right? You know, you could give them whatever.
Yeah.
I had the first one. I'm like, this is okay. I had the second and the third one. I'm like, this is okay.
Where are they?
They're in Matt's thing right there.
Okay.
Then I said, you want a couple of them?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
bring
I
them
as
in
well
here,
try
producer
them,
Matt.
Right, if we're
then,
talking about them.
Yeah. Then I had, like, three or four, and I'm like, you know what? These are firmly 1,000,000% addictive.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. No, are they the best? Just put some in your mouth, Jim. Are they, Matt, stay in here so you can get that bag back because I don't want to hear that thing over the microphone the whole time. Are they the greatest chip in the history of the world? I don't know. But I can tell you this. The whole shebang chips, they're really good.
Yeah, I'm usually just like a Ruffles guy.
Uh-huh.
Actually, we like those. I'll call them Ruffles. I know that's a brand name. The ones you get at Aldi.
The ones with the Kirkland?
Clancy's.
With ridges on them?
Yeah, I like those. But anyway, okay, here we go. Oh, wow.
Man. The reason these chips are a staple in many jails across the country is because they're used as a seasoner for another jailhouse cuisine staple called the Chi-Chi. I know what that is. Not that I've been in jail.
Can you talk about that?
It's just like a sort of a, people get Fritos or whatever, and then they pound
These are good.
You like them. I could eat a whole bag of them.
See, I think, though, that this is one of those things. You said, that's all you're going to take? And I said, yes, this is plenty.
That's plenty for you? Like five chips?
Five little chips.
Okay. So, yeah, we were talking about potato chips. I got to say, though, here's the bigger story. That's all love from our listeners. People
really
going out of their way. They go to Amazon. They real Mr. Stizz orders from Amazon. He gets it sent to us, and bang. Here we go. They're right here, and we're eating them. So that's that. They were great. You like them?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You're not. Oh, you need a little drink or something, Jim.
Yeah. There is seasoning on. I can see why. You know, it spices things up.
My friend Jake tells me that those chips are called Waves. Is that what they're called?
I believe so. Yeah.
On the text line, yes.
Yeah. There was actually a recall on some of those, but
on the Waves.
Yeah, but we had to go check the date on ours.
And you were good?
Yeah, we were fine.
Do you dip your chip in anything, Jim?
No, not usually.
No? You don't, not some old school French onion dip?
No, the magic word in there.
Uh-huh.
Onion? Nope.
It's not like real onion, though.
I know, but I'm not. No, I don't do it. I just like regular old chips.
Now, I won't
Linda's
purchase.
Linda's a cottage cheat. Like, she dips. When she gets a, I don't know, like a craving, it's she'll get out cottage cheese and the potato chips. That's what she likes.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life.
How do you figure? I mean, she likes it.
Oh, I just, that's, oh, it doesn't.
Well,
oh,
that hummus stuff that you have.
I love it.
That's awful.
I love it.
It smells awful.
It tastes
so good.
Did you
bring in any today?
Hummus?
Yeah.
Nope.
Good.
I brought in a, well, you're never in a studio anyway. You wouldn't know. You're doing those AM updates.
Yeah.
I brought in a,
there's one on right now.
What, a hummus?
An AM update.
An AM update. You're in two places at once. The Magic of TV.
Yep.
You know.
Or radio.
I'll never go. Yeah, right. I'll never go and buy French onion dip. Like if I see it at like Costco or I'm at a store or whatever and it says French onion dip, I won't buy it. Unless my wife writes down like we're having a party or people over or whatever, buy it. But if I am somewhere and there's French onion dip at a party, it is like a treat for me.
It's on.
I am one of those grazers at a party. That's a great topic to talk about, though. Are people like make a plate or grazers? That's what gets me killed if I'm ever on a diet or trying to eat well, is going to a party or going to. I don't make one plate. I will stand, and I'll be like, oh, I didn't really eat much. And then I think back, and I'm like, holy geez. Like, I stood there and ate 49 pieces of cheese, but I never really made a plate. You do that too, Producer Matt?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Just hang around the table.
Oh, man. It is.
What about it? Like, we went to Katie Zack's wedding.
Okay. How was that?
It was great. By the way, this is completely unsolicited. The reception was at the Hilton Garden Inn, South Point.
Yeah, that's where a lot of teams stay that play West Virginia. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a high school wrestling team was there. I guess they were Cannonsburg, whatever. That was the best food I've ever had at a wedding. Was at the Hilton Garden Inn at South Point.
Okay, so you went there.
Best food. But what I'm saying is that, like, they had, you know, like, they have the before you go inside to where the dinner is.
Right.
You have, like, in a lobby, and they might have, like, three tables set up, like you described.
Light
like
hors d'oeuvres.
Tables. Yes.
They call it.
And so I'm just wondering if, like, you go to one of those things, and they have, like, three tables. Like, you kind of hang out at one, and then you think, man, I've been here too long. And then you just go down, like, two tables down. You go to a different table that has the same stuff, so you're still grazing, but You try to kind of mask it a little bit that people don't think you're just standing at the same spot.
I don't care. I don't care to be judged because I judge. What kind of beer did you have at that wedding?
What did they have? I think it was Miller Lite.
Did you have a lot of them?
I had a few.
Yeah? Was it a good time? Was there dancing?
Yeah.
Were you dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
What's your wedding song today? What comes on? Like, What wedding song comes on and you're like, nah, it's on.
There's not one in particular.
You know, for me, I don't dance.
September? That
no.
seems to be a big one.
You dropped the bomb on me. Any
the
Gap,
Daz band?
Any Gap band.
Oh, that's
band.
The Gap band.
Yes, any Gap band stuff. Or Cameo. Word up. Yes.
Word up.
Uh-huh. You ever been to? You ever been to? We've been over this topic before. You ever been to a predominantly black wedding?
No.
Yeah, I have told you this before. I have. I've been to a couple. The definition of the word lit. Lit. You know what lit, how people say it's lit?
Yeah, I believe.
You can find the origin of lit. And it is, I'll tell you where lit is.
It didn't originate with juju?
No. The origin of lit, the term lit, is at a predominantly African-American black wedding. The moment that the very first beat kind of drops whenever the Gap band comes on at a wedding.
Yeah.
And everybody in the place is like, oh, and they go to the dance floor. It's like the Gap band or Cameo, and it just sets off. You have kids that are 4. You have grandmas that are 90. You have every dude, every lady in the place, like, move the cookies, move the food. Here it comes. You turn me up, you turn me on, and then you drop me to the ground. I mean, they are just getting. And I was in this. I'm at this wedding on Frankstown Ave, and I'm like, this is it. I have found my serenity. There is no place.
Serenity doesn't sound very serene.
It's there's no place of there's no place on the earth right now full of happier people.
I mean, it looks like sublime.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Everybody's on a different plane. They've escaped life. That's lit.
Okay.
Anyway, yes. If you've never been, I mean, Jim, you got it. Oh, I'm telling you to crash a predominantly black wedding.
I'd fit right in.
You would.
Doing Jim's hottest jams.
Perhaps. But I am telling you, I've never felt more like everybody's on the same page than when You Dropped a Bomb on Me came on. And I was like, here we go. I mean, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. I've been over this before, though.
Yeah,
but
I remember you saying that.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable time. Yep, and I think I told you the story. Zeiss and I kind of crashed a wedding like that one time in New Jersey. There was a reception.
Right, at the hotel you're staying?
Mm-hmm. We always stay at the same hotel when we go and cover games at Rutgers. And there was a wedding that we just kind of walked. It's Zeiss. He's still, how are you doing? And they end up knowing somebody. Zeiss did. Just because
really?
He went to Temple grad school or whatever. And so he knew somebody, and then we went, and we ended up getting. It was crazy, too, because the game wasn't. We went on a Friday. It was like a Saturday night game we were covering. So we kind of had all day to recover. We were good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So how was what food did you have at the wedding that was so good, by the way?
It was just it was a buffet.
Oh.
And it grabbed me. They had salmon. They had a beef, chicken, everything. I mean, it was really good. It was really good. Like I said, the best I've ever had at a wedding. And a lot of times you think of buffet, you're like, this was really good. Yeah. I even filled out the you know how you stay someplace and you get a thing, you get an email,
right?
To fill out I actually filled one of those out.
Survey?
Yeah, I actually took the survey.
You took the survey.
I did.
That never happens.
Well, just it did.
It only happens when people are mad. That's like the first survey they've ever gotten. Be like, wow, people like our stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Well, good stuff. Good stuff from you, Jim. All right, lots of AB talk today. Jeff Schwartz, he's going to join us at 9 o'clock. We talk a little Penguins. We hear from Jerry Rice because he had something to say about AB. That's all straight ahead. It's me. It's Colony. You'll be in and out today. You'll be kind of in and out today, right?
No, I'll be here.
You'll be here. All right, it's me and Jim today. Chris is out, so straight ahead. Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.